I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating the theft of yet another utility trailer. Authorities this morning report a utility trailer loaded with a green 2005 Polaris Sportsman 500 4x4 ATV, equipped with a yellow boom sprayer on the back, was stolen from a property on Ginkgo Avenue south of Red Oak. The theft was reported at around 3:30 a.m. On Monday, the Sheriff's Department had reported a trailer was stolen over the weekend from a residence in rural Red Oak. The owner reported to authorities the 2004 red H&H two-wheel trailer was missing from their property on Ironwood Avenue at around 3:10 p.m. Sunday. They believe it was taken sometime between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you have any information about either crime, call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 712-623-5107 or 1-800-432-1001. Authorities in Montgomery County are also investigating the theft of copper wire from a shed in Red Oak. Sheriff's officials say they received word from a resident late Monday morning that someone had stolen a large pile of copper wire from a shed on his property on 207th Street. The loss was estimated at $500. The theft is thought to have occurred sometime between 11:30 p.m. Sunday and 11 a.m. Monday. Anyone with information about that theft is also asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. The Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will meet today in Atlantic and Greenfield, respectively, to canvass the votes of last Tuesday's primary election. In Atlantic, the board will gather at 1:30 p.m. in their boardroom at the courthouse to conduct the canvass. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 a.m. for their regular weekly session, during which they'll receive the resignation of the County Veterans Affairs Director. A canvass of the votes will take place at 9:45. And at 10:15 a.m., the board in Adair County will hear a report from the General Relief Coordinator with regard to general relief and an emergency backup. And at around 10:30, they'll hear from VA Administrator Donna Bittner with regard to perpetual care of Catholic cemeteries. The trial for a former Oneida Community School District teacher charged with sexual exploitation of a minor won't take place until September. The trial for 65-year-old William Glenn Folks had been scheduled to take place July 10th, but during a pretrial conference held Monday in Atlantic, Judge Jeffrey Larson agreed to extend the date until September 25th at 9:30 a.m. in the Cass County Courthouse. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner said the extension allows attorneys from both parties to continue any necessary review, preparation, and discussions associated with the case. Folks pled not guilty in March to charges he sexually exploited a minor female over a period of 13 months. A former longtime math teacher at the Oneida High School and Oneida Elementary School, Folks was arrested March 15th on a felony warrant for sexual exploitation by a school employee and 49 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. If convicted on all the charges, he faces a maximum time of 103 years in prison and fines of more than $300,000. Folks resigned from his teaching position in November of 2010. He's accused of engaging in sexual conduct on numerous occasions with a minor female while teaching the student in a math program from August 2009 until November 11, 2010. A DeSoto man is in custody charged with willful injury in connection with a shooting Monday morning 2 miles east of Earlham in Madison County. Sheriff's officials arrested 22-year-old Nicholas Clayton. He's accused of shooting his father, 45-year-old Howard Clayton Jr. of Earlham. The incident was reported to authorities just before 5 a.m. Authorities arriving on the scene found Howard Clayton in the doorway of an outbuilding adjacent to his residence. He was flown to Des Moines Hospital, but there has been no word on the extent of his injuries or current condition. Nicholas Clayton was arrested a little over an hour later after authorities executed a search warrant at a residence in DeSoto. He was being held in the Madison County Jail with additional charges pending. If convicted on the willful injury charge, Nicholas Clayton could face up to 10 years in jail. In an update to a story we first posted on KJAN.com Saturday afternoon, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said it was a Kimbleton man and a 2-year-old boy who were injured during a rollover accident on Highway 173. The crash occurred at around 3:25 p.m., about 2 miles north of the intersection with Highway 83. Sheriff Darby McLaren told KJAN News Monday that 34-year-old Joshua Heminger of Kimbleton was traveling south on 173 when the 1999 Ford F-150 pickup he was driving went out of control. The vehicle entered the east ditch and rolled several times. Heminger was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The child was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital, where he was treated for his injuries and released. Marnie first responders and officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted with traffic control at the scene. Highway 173 was blocked through traffic for nearly an hour. The Iowa State Patrol says a Council Bluffs man was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic following an accident Sunday afternoon just off Interstate 80 in Adair County. 45-year-old Michael J. Bursain of Council Bluffs was driving a 2001 Toyota Camry eastbound on I-80 and attempting to take the Casey exit when he lost control of the car. The vehicle went off the exit ramp and came to rest on its wheels in the ditch between the exit ramp and I-80. That accident happened around 12:20 p.m. The patrol says Bursain, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Stewart Rescue for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. And authorities in Polk County say two Council Bluffs men were arrested over the weekend on drug charges. The Sheriff's Department said 30-year-old Chandler Robbins and 34-year-old Alan Sutton were taken into custody early Saturday morning following a traffic stop on Interstate 80. Both men faced possession of methamphetamine and conspiracy to deliver meth charges. They were being held in the Polk County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Authorities say a search of the men's vehicle resulted in the recovery of three guns in addition to an unspecified amount of methamphetamine in plastic bags. And that's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.